Would everyone in the Senate chambers and our guests in the gallery please rise for a prayer by Reverend Gawk, followed by the Pledge of Allegiance.
In the letter of Timothy, we hear, God's firm foundation stands bearing this inscription, "The Lord knows those who are His." Heavenly Father, we complete another week in our first month here, knowing that we still have months to go. So we ask, help us, Lord, that we do not forget those who have entrusted us to love and to care for. May we draw those we love closer to us and share the joy of what it means to be married and have children and grandchildren. Bless us with your word and presence as we join others giving thanks and praise to you in our worship this weekend. In your holy name we pray. Amen.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Have a good weekend. Madam Secretary, please call the roll.
Senators Arthur, here. Bernsketter, here. Brown, here. Burleson, here. Sirpoy, here. Crawford, here. Cunningham, here. Curls, here. Igel, here. Emery, here. Hageman, here. Holzman, here. Hoskins, here. Huff, Koenig, here. Leibler, Luchtemeyer, May, Nasheed, O'Loughlin, Onder, Riddle, Rizzo, Romine, Rowden, Sater, Schatz, Shoup, Sifton, Wallingford, Walsh, White, Whelan, Williams.
A quorum has been established. The Senate is in session. Madam Secretary, please read the journal.
Journal of the Senate, first regular session, 12th day, Wednesday, January 30th, 2019. The Senate met pursuant
Senator from Boone County.
Thank you, Mr. President. I move that further reading of the journal be dispensed with and the same be approved as though having been fully read.
You've heard the motion from the Senator from Boone County. Does any senator desire to be heard on that motion? Hearing none, Senator, you're recognized to close.
Thank you, Mr. President. I close.
Senator from Boone County renews his motion that the reading of the journal be waived. All in favor of that motion signify by saying aye. Those opposed, nay. The ayes appear to have it. The ayes do have it. The motion carries. Introduction of guests. Petitions, memorials, and remonstrances. Resolutions. Concurrent resolutions. Introduction of bills. The senator from Barry County was swift on his feet.
Thank you, Mr. President. I have one bill.
Please send your one bill forward.
On my feet.
Madam Secretary, please read the bill.
Senate Bill number 326, introduced by Senator Sater, an act relating to the attendance fee for members of county planning commissions.
No explanation. Yes, sir.
Thank you, Senator.
Thank you.
Introduction of bills. Senator from Greene County.
Thank you, Mr. President. I do not have a bill today. However,
introduction of bills.
Senator from Phelps may at this time want to grovel for the introduction of a special guest, Mr. President.
Senator from Phelps County.
The doctor of the day is Dr. Amolf Lauren Fasui from Rolla. I want to introduce him and appreciate him being here today. Thank you.
Senator from Phelps. Senator from Phelps. Senator from Phelps. Were you seeking unanimous consent to introduce the doctor of the day, since we are on the order of business of introduction of bills?
You are. Apologize for that.
Unanimous consent. There's no objection. Let's welcome the doctor of the day to the Senate chambers today. Introduction of bills.
Mr. President.
Senator from Platt County.
Mr. President, I have a bill.
Please send your bill forward.
No necessary, Mr. President.
Thank you, Senator. Madam Secretary, please read the very thick bill.
Senate Bill number 327, introduced by Senator Lueckmeyer, an act relating to gaming.
Introduction of bills. Senator from the 20th. Turn his microphone on.
Two bills and no explanation needed.
Thank you, Senator. Send your two bills forward. Madam Secretary, please read the first bill.
Senate Bill number 328, introduced by Senator Burleson, an act relating to emergency rules.
Madam Secretary, please read the second bill.
Senate Bill number 329, introduced by Senator Burleson, an act relating to the transfer of intoxicating liquor.
Introduction of bills. Senator from Boone County.
Thank you, Mr. President. Without objection, the Senate will go to the order of business of reports of standing committees.
Hearing no objection, the order of business shall be reports of standing committees. Senator from Franklin County.
Mr. President, I have a committee report from the Committee on Gubernatorial Appointments. A list of the committee appointments have been distributed, and I would ask for a waiver of the reading.
Send your report forward. Hearing no objection, a waiver of the reading shall be granted. Senator from Franklin.
Mr. President, I request unanimous consent for the Senate to vote on the reports in one motion.
Hearing no objection, Senate shall vote on the report in one motion. Senator from Franklin.
Thank you, Mr. President. I move that we do pass the committee report as submitted.
The Senator from Franklin County has moved for the adoption of the Gubernatorial Appointments Committee report. Does any senator desire to be heard on that motion? Hearing none, Senator from Franklin, you're recognized to close.
I close.
Senator from Franklin County renews his motion for the adoption of the Gubernatorial Appointments Committee report. All those in favor of that motion signify by saying aye. Those opposed, nay. The ayes appear to have it. The ayes do have it. The report is adopted. Senator from Boone County.
President.
Senator from Franklin.
I want to check where we are in the process. Is there a roll call vote associated with these reports?
With the adoption of the committee report?
Yes.
Is a voice vote.
The voice vote. Okay.
We took the voice vote.
Yeah.
Senator from Boone, did you want to make a motion to move us to an order of business? We're still on reports of standing
We will stay on the order of business standing committees. Yes,
that was Mr. President. Senator, next time we'll come without warning.
Senator from the second.
Thank you, Mr. President. I have a report.
Please send that report forward. Madam Secretary, please read the report.
Mr. President, your Committee on Health and Pensions, to which was referred Senate Bill 17, begs leave to report that it has considered the same and recommends that the bill do pass and be placed on the consent calendar. Respectfully submitted, Senator Onder, Chairman.
Senator from Boone.
Thank you, Mr. President. Your Committee on Rules, Joint Rules, Resolutions, and Ethics has a report.
Send that report forward. Madam Secretary, please read the report.
Mr. President, your Committee on Rules, Joint Rules, Resolutions, and Ethics, to which was referred Senate Concurrent Resolution 4, begs leave to report that it has considered the same and recommends that the concurrent resolution do pass. Also, Mr. President, your Committee on Rules, Joint Rules, Resolutions, and Ethics, to which was referred Senate Concurrent Resolution 2, begs leave to report that it has considered the same and recommends that the concurrent resolution do pass. Respectfully submitted, Senator Rowden, Chairman.
Could we bring some order to the chamber so that the ladies can get their work done? Senator from Butler.
Mr. Chairman, I have a report.
Please send that report forward.
Mr. President.
Madam Secretary, please read the report. I've never done that before. So good to hit this gavel.
Senator from Butler.
Inadvertently, something fell out of my folder.
Please send the inadvertent piece of paper forward to be accompanied with the report.
Thank you, Mr. President.
Thank you, Senator.
Mr. President, your Committee on Transportation, Infrastructure, and Public Safety, to which was referred Senate Bill 20, begs leave to report that it has considered the same and recommends that the bill do pass. Also, Mr. President, your Committee on Transportation, Infrastructure, and Public Safety, to which was referred House Committee Substitute for House Bills 448 and 206, begs leave to report that it has considered the same and recommends that the bill do pass. Respectfully submitted, Senator Libela, Chairman.
Senator from Boone.
Thank you, Mr. President. Before we move to the next order of business, I'd like to seek unanimous consent to introduce special guests.
Hearing no objection, proceed.
Thank you, Mr. President. To your left and my right is a constituent of mine that used to be, is the former AP chief and has been a distinguished journalist for a number of years. Nobody really knows what he does now, but he's still very involved in a lot of great things and has always been a great member of our community back home. I'd like for the body to make welcome Scott Charton.
Let's make Mr. Charton feel welcome in the Senate chambers today. Senator from Boone, may I inquire of you?
You may.
Have you ever met Mr. Charton's mother?
You know, I feel like I have, given the number of tweets that I've seen about her, but no, I have not had the privilege in person as of yet.
She is not like her son. She is very sweet, and therefore her nickname is Honey.
Every family has one.
Now he's paying attention once you say the word mother. Senator from Boone.
Mr. President, without objection, the Senate will go to the order of business of second reading of Senate bills.
Hearing no objection, the order of business shall be second reading of Senate bills. Senator from Franklin County.
Thank you, Mr. President. Senate Bill 161.
Senate Bill 161, an act relating to automation adjustments paid by employers subject to unemployment compensation laws.
Small business and industry. Senate Bill 162.
Senate Bill 162, an act relating to leave from employment.
Small business and industry. Senate Bill 163.
Senate Bill 163, an act relating to the sale and transfer of firearms.
Transportation, infrastructure, public safety. Senate Bill 164.
Senate Bill 164, an act relating to marital and family therapists.
Professional registration. Senate Bill 165.
Senate Bill 165, an act relating to certificates of need.
Health and pensions. Senate Bill 166.
Senate Bill 166, an act relating to records submitted to the Public Service Commission.
Commerce, consumer protection, energy, and the environment. Senate Bill 167.
Senate Bill 167, an act relating to contracts for construction services.
Insurance and banking. Senate Bill 168.
Senate Bill 168, an act relating to competitive bidding for school districts.
Education. Senate Bill 169.
Senate Bill 169, an act relating to civil penalties for violating federally mandated natural gas safety standards.
Commerce, consumer protection, energy, and the environment. Senate Bill 170.
Senate Bill 170, an act relating to abortion.
Health and pensions. Senate Bill 171.
Senate Bill 171, an act relating to absentee voting.
Local government and elections. Senate Bill 172.
Senate Bill 172, an act relating to unlawful discriminatory practices based on sexual orientation or gender identity.
Small business and industry. Senate Bill 173.
Senate Bill 173, an act relating to property assessment contracts for energy efficiency.
Local government and elections. Senate Bill 174.
Senate Bill 174, an act relating to the calculation of Missouri adjusted gross income.
Ways and Means. Senate Bill 175.
Senate Bill 175, an act relating to tax credit for certain financial institutions.
Ways and Means. Senate Bill 176.
Senate Bill 176, an act relating to public contracts.
Government Reform. Senate Bill 177.
Senate Bill 177, an act relating to public health management qualifications.
Health and Pensions. Senate Bill 178.
Senate Bill 178, an act relating to leave from employment for victims of certain crimes.
Small Business and Industry. Senate Bill 179.
Senate Bill 179, an act relating to filings by certain financial institutions with the Division of Finance.
Insurance and Banking. Senate Bill 180.
Senate Bill 180, an act relating to incentives for the creation of military jobs.
Veterans and Military Affairs. Senate Bill 182.
Senate Bill 182, an act relating to incentives for interstate business relocation.
Economic Development. Senate Bill 183.
Senate Bill 183, an act relating to an earned income tax credit.
Ways and Means. Senate Bill 184.
Senate Bill 184, an act relating to job training.
Economic Development. Senate Bill 185.
Senate Bill 185, an act relating to employer eligibility in the Missouri State Employees Retirement System.
Health and Pensions. Senate Bill 186.
Senate Bill 186, an act relating to the operation of platoons on Missouri roads.
Transportation, infrastructure, public safety. Senate Bill 187.
Senate Bill 187, an act relating to gaming.
Ways and Means. Senate Bill 188.
Senate Bill 188, an act relating to taxation.
Ways and Means. Senate Bill 189.
Senate Bill 189, an act relating to use taxes.
Local government and elections. Senate Bill 190.
Senate Bill 190, an act relating to the use of sales and use tax revenues for transportation.
Transportation, infrastructure, public safety. Senate Bill 191.
Senate Bill 191, an act relating to unlawful discriminatory housing practices.
Small business and industry. Senate Bill 192.
Senate Bill 192, an act relating to small loans.
Insurance and banking. Senate Bill 193.
Senate Bill 193, an act relating to campaign finance.
Rules, joint rules, resolutions, and ethics. Senate Bill 194.
Senate Bill 194, an act relating to unmanned aircraft.
Judiciary, civil, and criminal jurisprudence. Senate Bill 195.
Senate Bill 195, an act relating to wagering on certain sports events.
Small business and industry. Senate Bill 196.
Senate Bill 196, an act relating to county courthouses.
Local government and elections. Senate Bill 197.
Senate Bill 197, an act relating to portable refrigeration units.
General laws. Senate Bill 198.
Senate Bill 198, an act relating to penalties for the offense of delivery of controlled substances containing fentanyl and carfentanil.
Judiciary, civil, criminal jurisprudence. Senate Bill 199.
Senate Bill 199, an act relating to Missouri Secure Choice Savings Program.
Small business and industry. Senate Bill 200.
Senate Bill 200, an act relating to licenses granted by the Department of Revenue.
Transportation, infrastructure, public safety. Senate Bill 201.
Senate Bill 201, an act relating to a miles per gallon based vehicle registration fee.
Transportation, infrastructure, public safety. Senate Bill 202.
Senate Bill 202, an act relating to mining royalties on federal land.
Commerce, consumer protection, energy, and environment. Senate Bill 203.
Senate Bill 203, an act relating to property regulations in certain cities and counties.
Small business and industry. Senate Bill 204.
Senate Bill 204, an act relating to psychologist licensees.
Professional registration. Senate Bill 205.
Senate Bill 205, an act relating to state funding for college-level classes taken in high school.
Education, Senate Bill 206.
Senate Bill 206, an act relating to construction of facilities authorized by school districts.
Education, Senate Bill 207.
Senate Bill 207, an act relating to the administrative adjudication of municipal ordinances violations.
Local government and elections, Senate Bill 208.
Senate Bill 208, an act relating to property tax relief for certain vulnerable populations.
Ways and Means, Senate Bill 209.
Senate Bill 209, an act relating to the use of credit reports by employers.
Small Business and Industry, Senate Bill 210.
Senate Bill 210, an act relating to the state fruit tree.
General Laws, Senate Bill 211.
Senate Bill 211, an act relating to fees for new tires.
Agricultural, food production, and outdoor resources. Senate Bill 212.
Senate Bill 212, an act relating to occupational diseases under workers' compensation laws.
Small business and industry. Senate Bill 213.
Senate Bill 213, an act relating to the nonpartisan state demographer.
Rules, joint rules, resolutions, and ethics. Senate Bill 215.
Senate Bill 215, an act relating to the provision of paper and plastic bags.
Local government and elections, Senate Bill 216.
Senate Bill 216, an act relating to pregnancy-related services.
Health and pensions, Senate Bill 217.
Senate Bill 217, an act relating to the offense of unlawful transfer of weapons.
Transportation, infrastructure, public safety, Senate Bill 218.
Senate Bill 218, an act relating to agriculture education programs.
Agriculture, food production, and the outdoor resources. Senate Bill 219.
Senate Bill 219, an act relating to the practice of public accounting.
Professional registration. Senate Bill 220.
Senate Bill 220, an act relating to the taxation of partnerships.
Ways and Means.
Senator from Boone County.
Thank you, Mr. President. Without objection, the Senate will go to the order of business of announcements.
Hearing no objection, the order of business shall be announcements. The Senator from Franklin County.
Thank you, Mr. President. I have an announcement.
Proceed.
Just reminding all members that Monday we will be having our Senate charity bowling event for the Welcome Home charity, and just reminding all members to bring their shoes or whatever else they feel necessary to come and support the Welcome Home charity.
Senator, may I inquire of you?
That is, yes, you could.
So the benefit of the body, Welcome Home, is a charity that supports veterans?
That is correct.
Very good. And it is also true that you have stacked your team with people who have never been in this building before but know how to bowl?
That is not correct.
We shall see. Announcements. Senator from Boone County.
Mr. President, may I inquire of you?
State your inquiry.
Mr. President, do you think that the first time that the Senate President Pro Tem has ever lied on the Senate floor?
Announcements. Senator from Boone County.
Thank you, Mr. President. No further business coming before the body. I move that the Senate stand adjourned until 4 p.m. on Monday, February 4th.
Heard the motion from the Senator from Boone County. Everyone in favor of that motion signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, nay. The ayes appear to have it. The ayes do have it. The Senate shall stand adjourned until Monday, February 4th at 4 p.m. 2019 A.D.